This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the Random Order Show, man. Episode 126. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards. Hey, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Come on, man. The biggest.
Shout out Ricky Rose.
Hey, man. Shout out Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been a very swell episode, man. Covered all the cutting edge topics. Harmonicas and tubas. Meat in murky waters. Crunchy socks. Being a TikTok dirtbag at the gym. And of course, man, we wrapped it all up with the ring camera moment of the week, man. Hey, man. RandomOrder.org. Go get merched up, man. We got some red hot selects. It's going to be a very swell episode. So, man, enjoy. Amen.
Boom.
Mip, 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 long
side. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's like music to my ears at this point. It's like art. It's like a combo. You gotta know which one to hit.
Real talk. It's like a little cold, man.
I'm gonna sip on my coffee while you do that.
Trust me, Barry. Trust me, Barry. Trust me, Barry.
You know what I mean?
It's an instrument. I guess it's as good as an instrument.
At this point,
yeah. I'm on the keys, man. You might have to call me J Keys.
I was just about to say that.
Real talk, man.
Yo, that's kind of fire. That's smooth.
J Keys.
Yeah, don't steal that.
J Keys, yeah.
This producer right now.
J-Keys on the track.
Oh, making the fucking tag.
Oh my God, J-Keys.
Yeah, he could have a bad producer tag, man.
Mm-hmm. It's true, yeah.
Oh my God, J-Keys.
Man, listen. I'm everywhere and I'm nowhere at the same time, man. Because I be thinking, I'm not in that space of music. I don't got to be worrying about a producer tag.
Of course not.
But I reach out to some of my producer friends and say, yo, listen, man.
Yeah.
Tags are too long out here. If you need some help, some assistance, I'll make you a nice short one.
Mm. I'm already thinking about this, huh?
Jake Keys, man. We're already thinking about it.
Yeah. So. If you had to come in with a producer tag, though.
I mean, it's going to be unfair because I already gave it some thoughts. Maybe we ask Sheldon.
Oh, wow. You know? So, for myself, man, I'll probably guess somebody in like Spanish saying Sebastian, I feel like will probably sound.
You gotta ride with this though. You can't just be making random fucking tags and shit.
Yeah, that's
you gotta stick
a,
with
that's
this you for a few years at least.
Yeah, can you change it though eventually?
Metro got a couple.
Yeah, so yeah, I like that. So I'm gonna have
Metro!
A couple.
You little arsenal of DJ tags and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't it gotta come from the artist, no?
Sometimes it can come from wherever.
Yeah.
Nah, this is, I've been
taking from a song.
You ever hear like the Jamaican DJ tags?
Mm-hmm.
The DJ Kenny one for some reason stuck with me.
Which one?
This Jamaican lady comes in, she's like, DJ Kenny, your mixes make me so horny or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Must be great music.
I think I know what you're talking about.
DJ Kenny.
It's like she comes in, like, DJ Kenny, me wet up.
What?
It's just a Jamaican cover, niggas.
Yo. That's fire.
Mobb Deep had one, too.
Mobb Deep?
Y'all niggas got it twisted, huh?
That was theirs?
That was a song.
Remember? Thinking, no, that wasn't theirs, but it was on that song. Think about it.
The music just turns me on.
This
beat just turns me on.
I'll be proud, yo. Yo, man, music turns me on, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, man.
I mean, I've never been there sitting down fucking bumping 50 Cent with a boner, nigga.
not like that.
It turns me on. That's what they meant, though. How is this possible?
I meant music turns me on just so, like, I'm on.
Yeah.
Oh, activates me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy. You could literally fucking lift more with the right song. Your songs die or some fucked up shit. I mean, you're off.
Man.
You be lifting to the beat, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the right tempo.
On Stairmaster, I have the best rhythm.
Really?
And I can dance and do the step as well.
Right.
This is your flow.
You're not thinking about the pain.
No.
Does your music ever sound slower on the treadmill? Or on the Stairmaster, it usually happens to me when I'm moving faster.
Yeah, and I like to do the thing where I'm like, I don't look at the time till the song's done. So I'm like, bro, why is the song not done yet? Because I want to know.
More hook and come back in. Like,
wrap it up. Yeah. So I thought I was the only one that did that shit. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You just want
to
go.
It's hard to deny time, though, man. You try not to look at the timer on the Stairmaster, but you know the song's roughly 3 minutes. I'm still listening to them. Two songs in, around 6 minutes, five minutes.
Yeah. You know what I fucking did today? I'm on the Stairmaster. I think I'm at 12, 13 minutes. I go 21 Savage, 7 minute freestyle.
Yup.
Get me the fuck out of here when he's done. You heard me?
Good fool, nigga. Good fool. Yo. I'm a gangster. You a good dude. 21.
Real talk, man.
We teed up from the feet up for randomorder.org. We got mad tees. We got the drop top minivan tee. We got the We Told You Whip tee. We got the Random Order Colombia tee. We got the Universal Handshake System tee, man. Niggas thought we was Tivana. Yo, we got mad tees, man. Shipping worldwide. Buy for your dad. That's what's up. Randomorder.org. Back to the episode. Real talk. Go get that shit. Randomorder.org. Yes, ma'am.
Sheldon, you've been here for the past week.
I have, yeah.
You been in the gym?
That's what y'all call it.
Out in the gulag. Niggas said got Sheldon in the gulag.
Hey. I thought I was in the gym, man. I thought.
I wanted to bring up a tweet here while we were in the gym.
No.
At 10:28 a.m. We're still in the gym.
Stamps. You got T-stamps.
LOL.
I came to Florida for a boot camp. This is while we're in the gym.
Damn.
What's going on there? You want to explain it?
What's going through the mind? What inspired you?
I am doing an exercise I've never done before. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it's called. It's some I'm hanging and I'm trying to get up. I don't know. Shamar's to the right of me. We're both trying to get it done.
That's what we're...
He's like, damn, bro, you came to Florida for a boot camp.
And I said, oh, my God.
It just hit you. Just looked up the camera. Can't listen to Shamar, bro. Bro. I just had to
get it. I had to let the energy off. So that's how I had to go off in a tweet. I didn't want to keep it on because I did. Because that's what I've been doing for 9 days.
Yeah,
it's the fucking
shit. You came in hot though. Usually I'm ready to work, I'm ready to do this, I'm on it. But I guess you just had a different picture of what.
You know what it was? I think what it was, I kind of blame myself. I don't blame Trevon, don't blame Julian. I think I kind of blame myself because I think I went into the gym with a bit of an ego and I'm looking around at my fellow workouters. I don't know what you call that, fucking gym goers, whatever. And these guys are benching crazy shit. And then they have me shit that they feel like is not crazy. But it's still crazy.
I was like, oh, you took the little shit, nigga.
This is the little shit. And then I'm trying to do it, and I'm just obliterating my body. But then at the end of it, that's when niggas is like, yeah, that's good work. So then you feel like, all right, you just keep chasing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today I said, nah, I jumped off the horse today, man.
Yeah.
Doing some fucking curl, I said.
Yeah. Do some other shit.
Yeah, I just stood there. I needed a break.
Could go on the fucking wrist.
I needed a break. But look, I'm gonna tell you something. Like, niggas respected me, and I was kind of ready to fight, and I didn't have to fight. So I was like, wow, like, thanks.
Yeah.
I took my rest, took my walk, sat down. Next exercise, I was back in it. But
yeah,
man. I think the intentions were well, man. I learned a lot, but I just had to remember myself, man. Like, you know, I can't lift. But Julian can lift. I can't lift what Trevon can lift. Not yet. I'm gonna get there. But I'm not there yet, you know?
Man. The thing is, hilarious.
I like that.
First off, hilarious. For everyone watching, it's because I have an image to keep up with.
Right.
We told him he could stay home. We told him he could sleep in. First day, we said, yo, just know you can sleep in any day. You're on vacay, whatever you want to do. But we're up at 7 a.m. if you want to come with us.
Yeah.
That's what we said. But I will say, a lot of the weight that I'm lifting, I didn't even think I could lift.
Right.
And you see where I'm looking at it, I'm like, because I'm looking at Sheldon, I'm like, yo, nigga, we're kind of in here together. Like, side eye, like, this is nigga on, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes, for whatever reason, when you just kind of like, mind over matter, man, when you just believe that you can do something, it's corny, man, but fuck.
Mm-hmm. With the right joint, though.
With the right
joint. Yeah, you gotta have them. You know what I mean? Nick. You gotta have them jams.
Song. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, yeah, like, it's honestly, once you tell yourself no, and we won't know if you told yourself no already.
Right.
You're not lifting it still.
I feel that.
But there's also real life limitations.
There's not.
Where it's like, I cannot.
Yeah.
With these muscles.
You see what I'm saying?
You are not strong enough to lift.
And it's like, there's life. There's the rest of the day.
Pulverize yourself, nigga. Just leave the gym like a prune.
It's like, nigga, like, yeah, cool. If we could go to the gym 3 hours, fucking kill ourselves, and then go to sleep every day, that's fire. But I can't do that, nigga.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I gotta go to a grocery store. I gotta make music. I gotta pay bills. Like, I can't do that. So I'm just like,
you can't.
Bro, this is, like, we don't have to get to this every day, bro. Like, if I'd had a Theragun, I would have said no last week. Dead ass. I swear to God.
It fixed him right up.
I swear to God.
I hear the pain behind his voice.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm feeling real passionate.
Dog,
like, he thought about this. He just fucking marinated in it.
Today we're leaving. It's fucking 7 a.m. House is quiet. House is quiet. I'm probably the first one, like, up and outside of the room.
Oh, man.
I'm walking past his room where he's sleeping, and I just, like, I hear like, some scuffling. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I wash up, coming out, door still closed. Nigga says,
okay.
Dog literally still didn't open the door. He's, okay, Sheldon.
You heard it through the door.
Yes. Said, okay, Sheldon, let's go. Just to go brush his teeth, bro. Like, yo, it's like that.
But it's not brushing my teeth. It's like not. We're going to the fucking gym. So it's like, I'm getting up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, I'm like, let's go. Let's do it. Like, I got to talk my... He said it's mental, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's working on his mental.
I was working on my mental, yo.
I was dying, man. It's just the whole week has been filled with that. Yesterday.
Yeah, man.
On the couch, Theragun was there. Sean comes up. He's like trying to flex. It was a shoulder day. It was heavy.
Bro.
Kind of moving his shoulder. He's like, ah! he does the Theragun. He goes, ah!
That fucking shit, yo, that surprised me. I'm not going to lie. That Theragun,
what, the pain?
The Theragun, just how it really just makes you, it goes away. Like, the pain goes away. You hit it. Hit the spots, whatever, keep going like 2-3 times and then it's gone.
It hurts in the moment though?
It hurts in the moment, yeah. But that's how you know that's the spot you gotta hit. When it hurts, that's the spot you gotta stay there.
The final R was because he like unlocked his shoulder now.
Yeah.
He's like, I wasn't able to do this. Yeah. I couldn't do this.
Watch 5 minutes, nigga. You fucking solidify again.
It's true.
Nigga, sometimes it'd be day 3. Your shit is still fucking like you can't. There's like, yeah, I'm sore, nigga. I could barely move. Okay, yeah. But sometimes I'm like, no.
Bro, it's
my arm will fucking rip if I, you know what I mean, put it, I can't go like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, did I rip some shit?
Yeah.
Am I actually fucked up? Should I be in the hospital? Yeah. Am I bleeding internally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's intense, man.
It's intense, man. But, you know, I told niggas yesterday, I said, yo, I appreciate you guys welcoming me in, man, because I do feel better because of it. I'm going to say that. Like, as tough as it is, and it was, I feel better. I feel stronger.
Nice.
You know, I feel mentally stronger. I feel excited for my future in fitness.
Yeah, my future. Yeah, this is forever now.
Real talk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Real talk, man.
Because you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You locked in.
You know what to do. It's honestly, man, fuck.
You finna be doing those workouts when you get back home?
Yeah, no, 100%. Fucking. Yeah, man. I'm gonna ask Julian for more, but I got 2 days like in writing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna definitely just implement that.
Nice.
You know, and yeah, man.
Just put it down whenever you're ready to put it down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know. Cause this is the thing. I just should have just done more weight, just more weight checking. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you handed me the 30 because that's nothing to you, but that's something to me. You know, I should have went 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I know. Like this, like even today, like I knew nigga handed me the 50. I'm not touching the 50, bro.
No,
I'm at 30 right now. We're doing curls. We're doing what is it? Hammer curl? No, not with the bar. With the barbell. Barbell curls.
Barbell curls.
Either I do warm ups. I did warm up with the 20. My first set is 30. My first set is not 50. It's going to be 30, bro. You know what I'm saying? So now I know, you know? And like, yeah, like I said, I feel like the gym is like, as long as you go to the gym, you better. It's, no matter if you don't go crazy, you still got some experience points. That's how I look at it. So, yeah, man.
You're there, man.
Yeah.
You're there.
That's full growth, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all something. Real talk. Did you guys think I would like not make it?
Where?
Just throughout Because I've been every day except for Saturday. No, I thought
from the first date, I'm like, okay, then he's going to stick with it because you're learning. So I was like, okay, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And you knew you didn't have to do like what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like it was more so just for you to... Nigga, I don't even want to do that shit.
You can't get it out. All that shit.
I don't even want to do lifting up. I really don't, but like... My body's just in a groove now where like I'm up at 6:50 and I'm like my body's saying it's time to go lift now.
I gotta punish myself literally.
Yeah, so facts. It's like you go there and you get like if you don't think about it, it's the day's done. You go by the time you warm up, whatever, like the first day when you ask us, we say, hold on, is this only the first exercise? I'm like, yeah, your day's done from
that. Like y'all in prison, like the fucking warden's like taking a drink. Say, yo, are we? Is this? We got more after this? Warden crazy.
If you're in the gym and you're taking off your headphone like this, it's bad, bro. It's bad.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But yeah, not my
Julian, man.
That's fucking maniac.
And let me preface something. I've literally only been working out since June 2022. I just want to let everybody in the comment section know. 2022, bro. So hasn't even been a year for me working out yet.
Yeah.
You're still a toddler.
Yeah.
Workout-wise.
Like I'm still trying to figure it out, get where I need to be, you know?
But that's the thing, man. Working out is so different because
there's a lot of levels to it.
Yeah, you go to the gym, you see a lot of niggas on some goofy shit. Like, and you see people, well, I'd be there in a little bit longer, but I'm starting to see people now that are looking at us work out and come out. Like, there's one guy, New York guy, called Moji. He just comes in, he's like, I'm gonna get, I don't know, he finessed you. How do you get it on the?
I'm hitting the shoulder shrugs, and these guys are supersetting something else. So they're like at another machine. So I don't always superset. Like, fuck you.
Like, first off,
I'm going to finish my food. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so I'm doing it. I do my set. I put it down. And I just step back. And then bro just comes in behind me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. Like, they're over there. I'm not about to touch it for about 30 seconds. So go ahead. And then he was just in the rotation after that.
So, oh, with you guys?
He didn't say nothing. He didn't talk to me. He didn't say any words to me.
So you can't be doing all that shit, man.
But you can't, but you can in this case. Mm-hmm. So days before, he comes up to Julian. He said, hey, man, see y'all boys working, man. I'm trying to get in on it. Well, he's older. He's like, again, an older guy.
He's about 65.
Yeah. Man. He's like, I'm trying to get in on that. So Julian's like, yo, whenever you see us, like, just jump in. Because whatever he's doing.
Told
like,
that nigga.
Yeah, okay. But it was just that casual. Like, we're doing some next shit. And then I turn around. Fucking New York Fit is sideways and says, what's up?
What the fuck? What you got next?
Because I didn't hear from
him. Yeah.
But there's going to be people that like see what kind of workout you're doing, and then they'll give you the respect to say, I see you working.
Because sure.
you can be in there on some like dumb shit, you see TikTok niggas. So they won't understand. Good. Even people in the comments, they're not going to understand what you're going through. It's not crazy because it's like, it's very doable, but it's just your mindset, really. Just saying, all right, cool. That's what the gym always is, man.
And this week, kind of put into perspective, like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I go to the gym, it's just really not, it's bullshit. I'm going to be honest. It's like you go there and you're just, I go with myself too, like back home. So sometimes I go there and I'm like,
you go to fucking spin a basketball.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just imagine like someone might look at me like, this guy's fucking bullshitting, you know? But with these guys, like, not every day. No bullshit every day. So that's going to change me. When I go back, I feel like I'm going to have niggas coming up to me like, I see you.
I see you working.
Bro, niggas will pull you aside working with Julian. Nigga be like, what are you doing this for? Like, what is this event coming up?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, it's just a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got yoked when you're with Julian.
I didn't even know until I fucking left. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know because you're just in the groove of like, all right, cool. 6 a.m., he's at my house, rah, rah. But it's, man, your body will just respond to anything, really. Whatever you're doing, if you're eating food, you're smoking too much, you're sleeping in too much, like your body's accustomed to that. Cool. Because I was waking up, remember I was waking up at 12, 1 a.m.
Fucking catching up at 12, all the text messages. Yo, you see that thing coming? Yeah, nigga. That's fucking, that's good. Good response, nigga.
No, because my body was just so used to it. Like, so I'm waking up at that time. Same thing when you go on vacation and maybe you're waking up 6 a.m. on vacation. You're like, oh, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Your body knows, nigga. But paid $1,200 for these tickets.
Yeah.
You know, some French toast.
For real.
Yeah, but, man. Yeah.
Do you prefer to work out with people or by yourself? Both of you guys?
Me? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm learning, man.
Right.
I prefer people. Not too many people.
Yeah.
I was about to say one, two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not one, two. Yeah, one, two.
One, two.
Yeah, because it becomes. You know what I mean? The more the merrier. If I have nothing to fucking do that day and I'm just there and I'm like, it is what it is. Like, I don't care.
Right, right.
But I feel like, because I kind of got to get to it, then it's like fucking five niggas and we're all fucking pumping and shit.
Yeah.
Also depends if you guys all know what you're doing. Because when we did legs last or a couple of days ago, we flew through it. Like, we're in and out. And it was just, everyone knows, like, bomb, bomb, bomb. But also, if you're, like, learning and saying, okay, do this. Don't break your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to take some time, but.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna like try to find like a 1-2 just to go to the gym back home. I do like to go by myself, but I see the benefit of going with people. Yeah.
That little push, that little extra push, just to like, hey, I could almost get the shit. Let me just get
it. Yeah, for sure.
A little baby help.
Yeah,
man. I'm gonna see y'all in a year, man. I'm gonna be fucking.
Your
fucking
shell.
I think I'm
shell. One fucking shell.
Oh,
bro.
Shit, shell is here.
Yeah, for real.
Man, what would y'all do if y'all ended up in one of them dirtbag at the gym videos?
Oh.
But you was just, you know what I mean? You're looking around the gym, you know what I'm saying? You look at people because they're people and shit.
Yeah.
Take a glance. What the fuck they got going over there? Okay, whatever. Look away.
Uh-huh.
You're scrolling TikTok. Mm-hmm. You see fucking you doing this, nigga.
Yeah.
Using the camera in the background.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, man.
Fucking dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's in the comments getting at you, too.
I'll say, look, first off.
I'm going to die about mine.
Yeah.
You hear me?
First off, I'm
clapping back. You feel me? Yeah.
Fuck you. You.
Fuck, you look so good for this, shawty. one thing is, I'm a very aware person, man. I always say this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be that guy because we're not that type of podcast. We're not that guy podcast. But there's certain people where I'm like, okay, I can tell you're kind of looking for like or waiting for someone to like look.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I'm about to say that. Yeah.
There's certain people at the gym where I'm like, yo, like you keep bothering me with your eye contact to like look you. Like, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't bother anyone, bro. I'm not looking at anyone. I see people looking at us sometimes. Be like, what the fuck are they on? It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But. I don't think I'd ever be in one of those videos. Like, maybe I'm taking a glance. Maybe I'd see something I like. But, I mean, if clearly you're not into it, I'm not going to keep fucking, like, that's too much. You're at the gym to work, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Same way, I'm in there fucking sweating, getting down and dirty. Like, I don't want to be looked at, but.
I would love to get, like, the data on what time of the day these videos mainly occur. Because I feel like 8 a.m. ain't no bullshit in the gym at 8 a.m.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I've seen tons of beautiful women in the gym this week. And they're all on their shit.
Mm.
They're not worried about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bothering them.
Mm.
They understand how this shit is going. And it's sweet. There's no issue. Yeah. So I feel like that's a 9 a.m. That's a 9 p.m., 10 p.m. problem where the goobers 6:30 are in the gym just, you know?
Goobers, goobers.
Yo, goober time is after work.
Exactly.
3, 4.
Exactly.
Goober clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
it goes juice on the mic.
Goober clock. Right? Yeah. That shit was wet.
Goob 30.
Yo, holy shit.
Sorry. I fall, man.
Hey, I'm just...
Nah, but, real talk, man.
And man,
you ever been to the gym at dinner?
Oh,
fucking
God,
I hate it.
Fucking, no, you don't go though.
Yeah,
you don't go.
You'll hate your city. You'll hate your whole fucking city.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And that's why New Year's resolutions bads fall off because they go 6 p.m., 7 p.m.
Nah, this ain't for me.
Oh, no, I can't do
that. And that's another thing, man. Like, there's some goofy niggas, like, just goofy niggas recording some shit too. Where I'm like, yo, you don't need to be recording that workout because it's like.
What are you sharing this for, nigga? What are you documenting this for? But you know what I mean? Maybe it's the start of the documentary.
Yeah, all right.
Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, I used to be small.
Yeah.
True.
Niggas used to ask me why I'm recording.
This guy specifically fucking zooms in. But nah, man, I just think in general, there are a lot of like. Goofy niggas there that yeah. invade women's space and it's
100%.
Like, yo, man, like I hate it, man. I hate it because it puts me in a position where it's like I almost don't even want to approach a girl at the gym to say like anything. Are you using this weight? Because I don't want to. I'm not trying to come off like nigga. Are you using the 30 ball?
Yeah.
You
know
what
I mean? Like,
that's all I want right now. But people make that space where I'm like, bro, why are you?
Ruining it for the rest of the class.
That? Yeah.
This guy
doesn't need to be that. It doesn't need to. You're not there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Because if you really locked in, that's not on your mental, bro.
Real talk.
That's not on your mental. My piece is not hard in the gym at all.
Bro, it's not even, I don't even have it. Yeah, nah, real talk.
Like,
real talk.
He's not, bro.
Trying
like,
to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. That's what,
I'd be confused with some niggas like, bro, can you not turn that off? Like,
amen.
Are you not comfortable with just being
guy?
I don't just be a
human
present.
Being, yeah. Like,
this guy, one of our friends at the gym, it's my friend. Literally, fucking this girl's on a treadmill. This guy goes over and like, where is she gonna go on the treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she running, she
trapped her.
Yeah,
like, dog, leave it.
Yeah,
leave it, man. So, to answer your question, I don't think I'd be in those videos because I'm never looking that hard and I'm never stopping someone. People know when you're looking. I'm not going to bother you that much to shit. If someone's staring at me working out, I'm feeling comfortable. I'm not even going to lift that weight.
Real talk.
If my vid ever drops, Joey Swole going to have me. He's going to have my back.
Yeah. Joey, the guy, the white guy? Yeah, no, he's going
to have my back.
Defending everything. Yeah. So typically in the gym, you go out there to lift weights, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person. So, man, I'm there to work out. Like you said, man, it's 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to be awake right now, bro.
I didn't eat anything. Like
literally, man.
Literally. Yeah.
Cause even I have friends at the gym. And Julian said I was going too far. I told my friend, don't say hi to me when I'm at the gym because I'm there to work. Is that too far?
Don't talk to me. Shit. Don't say hi.
Don't say hi, bro.
Like, you can head nod only.
Head nod. That's it.
No dap.
Bro, we don't need to talk in the gym. He said I was dissing, so I had to correct that.
How'd he take it, your friend?
She didn't take it too well. No, just like you gotta feel me though, man.
Yeah,
you got, bro. I'm sweaty. I gotta take off my headphone. I'm just like, yeah. Like if you see me, like, all right, yeah, a little wave, but like, we need to start conversations.
Depends on how sweaty I am. If I look gassed,
yeah,
you gotta talk about knee. Gotta talk about knee.
Yeah.
Just get there, maybe hi, what's up? What you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
More times, man, we're the first ones in there, man, and like the last ones to leave. So it's like they're always catching us at a fucked up station.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta read it. You gotta read it.
I forget what day it was. I think it was the Tuesday leg day. Man, bro, when I tell you, I look like I've been in a fight. Like dead ass, bro. I looked in there. I'm like, bro, this is crazy. Like, I look disheveled, bro.
Just
like,
a baby in the back of a car.
You know
ain't no.
I'm not talking to nobody, bro.
That's already my mindset, man.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, it's my mindset. But man, for all the women out there just trying to get on their grind and just get their body, their mind, their soul right, I apologize on behalf of the. Goofs.
I'm sorry, man. Real, no, dead ass.
Get it working, man.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Get it working, man.
Man, y'all saw the trailer for Von Mills After Dark drop.
Scary, man. Scary.
Like, already.
I don't know what for.
Already.
I don't know what for, but this is kind of one of my dreams, man.
Yeah,
as a child.
It is.
Yeah.
If I could just fucking whip it in that mall.
Yeah.
Give me a bicycle.
Yo, trust.
Give me a bicycle. I'm going to have the time of my life.
Literally. My first thought was like, oh, so this is how they get the cars in there.
Not real talk.
He eating these corners up, or she.
Yeah.
Nice and neat.
Yeah. They only damaged what they needed to damage.
Yeah.
She didn't take anything.
Yeah.
They did after. A little shortcut. Oh, they did?
They did after, yeah.
Oh, this is the
break in. And then they
Oh, they took stuff and then drove out.
And then they drove out, yeah.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I wonder what they got.
You gotta burn that car after. Like, not to say I thought about this, but you gotta burn that car, bro. You gotta
For what? Some AirPod Maxes?
What are you doing it for? Literally, what are you doing
that's
it for?
That's a nice vehicle.
Yeah. That's a nice Audi. You look like you get money already.
Like S4 or something.
Hey,
man. That man might be on his last.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, man, fuck it. I'm going to run up and vomit.
Yeah, literally, man.
Come and get me.
I'll tell you where he fucked up at, man. He fucked up by driving through those doors and not driving through the Calvin Klein doors. And I would have got some boxers, man.
Real talk.
Some LEs, eh?
Quick. Fuck all that, man.
Boxer prices going up too, man.
Man, we've been talking about getting some new boxers. Where are you shopping for your boxers these days?
I haven't made a fucking intentional boxer trip in a minute.
Really?
I can't lie, so I've just been on some willy-nilly here and there.
Awesome. But dumb shit.
Yeah, man, I'd be in a, you know what I mean? I'm wide range, man. I might be at the Nordstrom. I might be at the fucking Target.
Wide range.
On some chill shit. Yeah.
I'm thinking about hitting some type of outlet, like Nike outlet or something, and getting like compression briefs.
Should go here.
Just strictly because it's like, I just be going through my regular briefs.
Yeah.
For the gym. It's like, bro, I gotta wear these.
They be dried off and shit. Yeah. You just keep washing them shit. No life in them. You know, drop like a leaf.
Yeah.
So I might get again, nigga. Leave me alone. Yo, one of them weird thoughts I had was just, man, I just feel bad for sometimes for boxers and underwear sometimes.
Nah, I feel that.
You just see someone with a crazy wedge. Like,
God damn.
Damn, poor you.
Damn.
I hate to God. Be
ain't no clean way out of that.
Ain't no Tide cold water.
Burn them shits.
Yeah. Like, you got to know when to burn your boxers.
Yeah. It's so freeing. It's so freeing.
Like throwing them in the garbage? Too.
Yeah, just getting rid of shit.
Yeah,
man. I had to rip my sock. I'm not gonna try to fit my pinky around this, my pinky toe around this.
Those days are done.
You ever have to wrap your sock around your toes?
Clench that. You had to party fucking messed up.
And then put it in your shoe and then
put
let
your
go.
Shoe and then let go. Like, okay, it's perfectly.
It does feel secure when you tuck that motherfucker.
Yeah. It works.
Put it in your
shoe.
Let the world go out of service. My sock's gonna be good.
I just gotta take my shoes off in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Shit.
What if I take a shit?
I literally would avoid taking my shoes off at all causes because of like my socks. I had a rough childhood.
Ain't no clean way out of that. Remember that time you fell into a fucking hole?
Holy shit, yeah.
You just stepped on the cover and I just turned around and this guy's like waist deep in like a telephone, like hole thing.
Fucking.
We turn around, this thing is just like this.
Help me.
Where are you?
I had no idea what was going on. I just knew I shouldn't have been there.
Like, you just turned around.
This is on the way to school?
On the way to school, yeah.
No, ain't no school that day. Yeah.
Oh, school's out.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the only thing that was out was my fucking head, thank God.
Yeah, amen.
For real.
You never want to be in mysterious waters.
Yeah. No.
Why am I
We were just
here,
talking
bro?
About that at the little lake by the crib. It was like, yo, you dropping. What's going to happen if you dive in this, like, dark-ass water
I'm
and
only
shit?
Mysterious waters.
Man. Yeah.
I just be thinking of my, you know what I mean? My organs and shit, if you will.
Facts.
Like it's touching my meat type. You know what I mean? I don't know what's.
That's what
you know what I mean? I be watching movies during the sewer. Okay, I'll come for you.
I'm like,
And what lock in my mind is like, look, I piss shit out, but shit can go in there too.
They got them amoebas. They got them germs.
Yeah. Like, and they got all type of worms.
They need a swim cap.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's a condom. Nah, they need a swim cap.
Okay.
They need a swim cap for dirty waters.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, if you're on dirty jobs, you remember Micro, my man, on dirty jobs.
Down
in the sewers.
Yeah, Micro had a cap.
Yeah.
Micro had
production
a cap.
Costs. Yeah.
He said, listen, dirty job. All right.
Where the bathroom is. Get ready for work.
This is before he's pitching the show. He's just looking at the show. He's like, all right, listen, so it's going to be great. We're going to go into all types of waters, all types of situations. Going to be great. Everything dirty. Oh, we love it, Mike. What else do you need from us? I'm glad you asked.
Basically, tiny condoms. Flaccid condoms.
I think we be coming up with too many ideas. Yeah,
that's
we come up with too many ideas.
Yeah.
You put a little helmet on your little jump.
Real
talk.
Even. A little wave cap.
Yeah. Even like certain things of like, and I don't even want to come out because I feel like it's a little bit vulgar to say this. But it's like, I like to kind of relate my shit to a thermometer.
What you mean by that?
Real talk.
When you go into a pool, I can't just fucking dive in because I got to...
That's why I can't do the cold plunge.
I can't do the cold plunge. Yeah, that would destroy. Oh, man. But if you had a little cap.
Mm-hmm.
Little pocket. little, you know what I mean?
What you mean? It's just an extra,
yeah. It's just not straight on.
Oh, so you feel like it's not gonna touch the, you're not gonna feel the temperature
like
that.
It's like a meat coat.
Right,
a
okay.
Meat coat, meat jacket.
A little meat chiller.
Nah. But my mind was visualizing it like just, it's just like on the tip. Like it ain't the
whole. Yeah, I guess they got different occasions. You know what I mean? Yeah,
okay, okay.
Dirty job. They got the dirty jobs one. Like this is for like, you know what I mean, to be sanitary, make sure, you know what I mean?
It's just strapped around your ass and
you know?
Yeah.
Come with a seatbelt. Yeah. Why not?
Yes.
And then the guy, you know what I mean? If you're in colder waters, you might need a little meat coat.
Little
got those too.
Yeah.
Real talk. A little 100%. Down.
I think, it's like, because it's that.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos like this. Yeah.
The man, bro, we thought of the, shout out Manscaped, man, but we thought of the meat wipes way back.
Yeah.
Way back. Mm-hmm. And it was a bizarre, every time we said it, people are laughing.
Laughing,
I'm like, yo, sometimes...
Sometimes
just need a quick wipe. So I'm not, you know what I mean? The accessible, the shower's not right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just need a wipe.
Quick meat wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Quick they got the wipe. Ball wipes, man.
Yeah.
And not even like, you know, again, shout out to Manscaped. It's not, this is not a sponsor or anything, but it's like, there's sometimes where I know I'm about to do something to get sweaty and they have like the spray just to say like, yo, this is just a, so that area just doesn't get all sweaty and musty or whatever.
It's like a marinade. Spray. It's like a marinade.
Oh, nice.
It's like, yo, this is going to be the shield. You start fucking around and hooping and shit. Mm-hmm. All right, we can't save you that much. But you know, we're going to save you if you're just jogging up a
real
hot
top.
Street.
Light,
real
light jog.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead and get you a meat coat.
I know who should have had a meat coat. This man right here.
Count. One, two, three.
No.
You going?
Oh.
Hey, okay. Right here, ready?
Wait, he's still going?
Yeah.
Dog.
First swing took a piece down south.
Sorry. That second one hit.
Dog, his face is red.
Brother, your salary ain't even close.
Come on, teachers do not get paid enough,
you do
man.
Not need to get on the ground. I'll tell you, teacher, no. Mr. Adams, no. Help.
Don't do it.
What don't do it?
Wait. Yeah, this is
one,
bad, man.
Three,
two, three.
Bro, that's a real you know what I mean?
Look at his face, bro.
let me tell you.
I look at that. Everything would have been off me first off, bro. That rock is going to the ceiling.
I'll show you physics.
Nigga, what's the velocity of my shit with your shit?
Bro.
Yo. And he can't even say nothing because he probably feel like it's inappropriate.
To
like,
swear and shit?
Yeah, and then you at school and shit. I'm talking about my meat. Yeah, the kids and shit.
All the kids know,
man. Yeah, they know, but fuck.
School's out.
That's the bell.
School's out. Y'all heard the bell, right?
You heard the man hit the bell?
Come on, man.
Hell no, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
School is out.
Damn.
There's no other feeling.
That's crazy.
Than, like, it's just...
Bro, that's the back of an axe. I'd rather you just...
Nah, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, I mean, the other way around, that guy on the back.
Why do you have an axe at school?
Yeah. Why do we need to smash a cinder block?
Because they had pins under the board, so it looked like he's trying to like make a point of like spreading the impact and shit. You know what I mean? So he's like, yeah, I could probably, this is how it works in my head. Mm. I could smash a cinder block on my chest and not be fucking stabbed to death.
Right, right.
But if it was one nail,
he'd
hit the nail on the head. Doing the jack.
My God.
Oh, nah, that's crazy.
You would at least hear a motherfucker from me.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was a better man.
I'm enough of shit still.
Fucker.
I need to go for a cigarette.
Yeah, I got to go check if I'm bleeding, bro. Bare minimum.
Man, I got to give a quick shout-out. It's probably going to be the most random shout-out, but if this applies to you, you're going to be like, damn, nigga, I feel seen. Shout-out all the tuba players trying to figure out a place to practice, man.
Mm,
where the motherfuckers who play tubas go to practice?
Goddamn tub.
That's going to echo you in the bathroom. It's too loud. Yeah. You on the balcony. It's too loud for people outside.
Closet.
That's a good spot.
It's a good spot.
There it is.
Yeah.
A loud-ass fucking instrument. I don't know. It just came to me. Where do you practice a fucking tuba? And hey, what your family's like, boom, boom, boom. Ah, nigga, come on with that fucking shit.
Nigga chasing the dream.
I got tuba dreams.
Is that the big shit?
The big fucking.
With the circle?
Yeah. With the,
hell no.
How we you even cop a tuba?
Yeah. Ooh.
This is the joint that go down like a.
Yeah, this shit is. This shit is crazy.
Yeah. I love a good tuba too.
I don't even. Let me see a tuba picture.
Nigga, you know what a tuba. It looked like a Yami, old Yami.
Oh, yeah, the old Yappas, yeah.
Yeah, the Western joint.
Pull the tuba on you, nigga.
All right, hey, that's where the original term blower came from. Ooh, he got that blower on him. It was just a whole horn.
Mm.
But I think, first and foremost, man, shout out to the tuba players, man.
Amen. Come on,
yeah, facts.
Teed up, my twin.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless your family, bro. Hey, listen, man. Hey, Trey, listen, I was thinking of coming over. Hey, man, my son got tuba dreams.
What do y'all
got? Get out of here, man.
Put the earplug back in.
Man. Whatever, my kid wants to do, I'll be like, all right, cool, man. But fuck, we gotta have some sort of limits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you make it happen in 3 months? How long does it take to grind to the top, tuba wise?
Tuba dreams, man. Like, yeah, if anyone plays a tuba,
let us know. Fuck, where you practice?
Imagine drums. Where the fuck you practice drums?
Oh, you
must be annoying.
Yeah. No, drums.
I used to have a what's the fucking one?
The walking
the rubber bum joint, the Christmas.
Yeah, it wasn't walking though. I had a stand for it, but yeah, that one.
Was that just a drum?
What are those fucking shits called? It's called something. I can't.
It's not a tembe.
You had it?
It's not a tembe, but I had it, yeah. And
the djembe?
They used to, my family was cheese when I used to practice that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you practicing? Yeah, nigga? It works. Motherfucker, you grind it. You're good, nigga. You're fucking killing it, nigga.
You just being, and then that, really, I just got it because of drumline. So I'm in there trying to get the tricks right. Like,
you was inspired by Nick Cannon?
I had to choose a instrument.
That's what's up.
Right? So
yes.
I saw that. Oh, I know that one.
You were smart about it.
I was, yeah.
I was just looking for something already, and then I just saw a stupid fucking idiot movie.
Yeah.
Some motherfucking idiot.
It's honestly a good movie, man.
Yeah, you know, NC just, he did his thing, so.
You know, wild. I was wilding out.
Yeah.
Then they come through with a turban, and I was like, damn, shit.
Relax. 18 kids. Shell what? Drumline.
Nah, I was just fucking
trying to be great.
Forgot my meat cap.
Oh. The real one. Banging on the wrong drum, fool.
Yo, it could go for days.
Real talk, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Why'd you say you wanted to play a harmonica last night? I drove home thinking of that. This nigga really just out of nowhere said, I wish I could play a harmonica.
You like that?
I was just wondering why. What was the point? You're like, man, I wish I could just play a harmonica right now. And we just moved on.
It was because of the moment. I felt like the moment was like.
It needed that soundtrack.
Yeah, Julian said something. Julian, conversation going back and forth, boop, boop, boop. We asked, hey, did someone do this? Mm-hmm. Your response was, oh, yeah, you know, instead he did this. And then everyone's like, oh, why did he do this? And Julian responded with something very simple, said, hey, man, life's rough right there. I had y'all niggas on my fingertips. It was been over. Hey, man, life's rough. It was quiet. Right. You hear fucking crickets. That's my moment.
It's time to come in with a harmonica.
Dog, I just want to have, like, we always say we wish we could play certain instruments, but, like, harmonica is just on the go.
It's on the go. It's
Jumpy
quick.
Did us all.
Yeah.
That's a flute. Yeah, a motherfucker whooped the flute out.
That's what's up. Banger set on Larry Turf.
Shatana, bro. We playing them some Aboriginal energy, bro. Nice. Get on that.
That's what's up. You guys have no idea.
Yeah. What the fuck? In front of government buildings, man. I'm just saying.
Government property.
We felt the pain. Mm-hmm. We said, damn, man, what's that one called?
Bro, he started playing it. I understood what he meant. Mm-hmm. We're in Montreal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On government property, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He started playing that flute. I'm like, this is stolen land. Like, you're right. Like, I felt what he was, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I felt the moment in the. I felt what he was trying to say in them notes.
Yeah.
These niggas is racist.
Yeah, well, I think harmonica would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I do think you got to be, like, down bad to play the harmonica.
Yeah.
You can't. It's always a nigga down bad with a harmonica.
It's so. It's
the gloves, the fingers out and shit. It's like a homeless man's
I got to go through it. Yeah, you're right. What, at my worst times, be fucked up on my goddamn last. Drake, take me to the music store. I got a lot of fucking tornadoes. Give me a harmonica.
He used his last breath.
Right when I get that 20, I'm going to go outside and post outside the store on the fucking curb. Fucking learn that shit.
You see a nigga playing a harmonica, you got to check on him.
Yeah.
So you good,
yeah,
man?
You don't see that often, yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't, you know.
I wonder how much they cost.
Search the best harmonica. Okay.
Average. 60 ball.
Average?
The People's Choice harmonica.
People's Choice harmonica?
Yeah, I'm coming in a hot 125.
I'm just going to do harmonica prices.
I'm going to go 149.
Yeah, we'll talk the highs and the lows.
I'm going to say, yeah, you'll get a sweet one for $269.95.
Stainless steel.
$5?
But that's to see 200.
Okay, yeah. $200 for street water.
Damn, you got to get the street water.
Yeah.
That's a W.
Oh, this one going for $17. Yeah, so you, $429. See, this looks like.
Oh, that one come with the butts.
Yeah.
Oh, this case.
Oh, listen to. Okay, you're definitely buying this. Hohner Super 64 Performance Chromatic Harmonica.
That's when you're going on tour.
Yeah.
Get the rider.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you just like the fucking harmonica, man.
Yeah.
And it just, that's like the next big thing in music.
Yeah.
Nice.
You just get on stage and it gets quiet and you whoop out that little fucking.
isn't that a harmonica at the end of, is it Stop Trying
to
Be God?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's a car.
You feel the pain.
And you feel the pain. Yeah, the nigga just come out. Trav, we missing one thing.
He is. You mind if I do something?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I just searched. I want to play the harmonica. Where do I start? Don't. What the fuck?
Oh.
You think Monaco is named after harmonica?
No, you made me.
All right, like an ultra pedal shit. Which is his mic?
What? Better not name me that shit. You can't just be like, as a parent, you can't just be naming your child your own personal passions and random shit.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You don't call me no Benzo.
You know what?
I like Mercedes is a nice name.
Yeah,
but Mercedes also it's also a car.
It's also a car. Yeah, I would stay away.
You know what I mean? Like fucking Lexus.
Lexus
is kind of nice.
Is Lexus from the car?
Lexus yeah.
Or did the name drop before the car?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. I got to check.
What about what about Alexis? Is that okay?
No, that's a different name.
Alexis? Yeah, Alexis is totally different. I need like, but like, who says...
Camry? Camry's a little white guy. A little.
Ooh.
Camry, hey.
Camry.
That's
kind of smooth, yeah.
Nobody's going to name their son Dodge Shadow. Come
here. First and last name? First and middle?
Dodge Shadow Richardson. Mini Cooper S. Come here. What you doing over there?
Should have named him Sport. Nigga, hurry up.
Man, the other day, someone was asking me for some, like, so he wanted to start a podcast. So he's just like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Where do you start? Like,
nice.
Whatever. So I'm just breaking down, like, you know what I mean? Everything we had to go through at the start and coming up with a name, coming up with the topics or what we talk about, what's the tone or whatever. And he said, so, what did you guys do to kind of achieve that and figure that out? I'm just like, bro, I don't know, man.
I was literally thinking the same thing.
We'll talk about nothing.
We never had that
bro.
Conversation. The most we talked about is, fuck, how do we get this soundboard to work, nigga?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
My bad, y'all. Just coming back. Sorry, guys. All right, we are back, finally. So it's just funny because I'm like, you know what I mean? He's over here trying to think of, like, think long and hard of, like, yo, like, how do I, what's my new thing going to be, whatever. And we're over here saying, did Monica just, like, bro, you can really, my best advice to him was like, bro, it don't gotta be about anything, man.
Feel it out. Yeah. And I guess that's how we figured it out too, because we were kind of doing that with group chat. We're like,
right,
came out with group chat naturally, and it was too specific. We're trying to keep it too specific. Then we left, and then like in the background, we're trying to figure out how to come back and what's it gonna be like. What are we gonna talk about? What's the format? This and that. Mm-hmm. And then that didn't work out. And then Random Order was just, all right, nigga, fuck it.
Yeah.
No matter what your podcast is about. If it's pretty much the same people talking, you're pretty much talking about the same shit again, and it's gonna be fucking just random. So
yeah,
but there are podcasts where it's like it's a lane, and I'm like, so I guess for those type, if you're gonna make that type of podcast, then yeah, you might have to do some prep work.
Well, also, I just gotta be dedicated to one topic and just like stay in bounds. That stresses me out.
Yeah, that's tough.
That stresses me out.
And we gotta also understand that a lot of niggas have like more than one podcast show. Like, there's a lot of people I know that says, yo, what's up? This is my money podcast. We strictly talk about chicken. And then they'll have like, hey, this is my.
Really?
After dark.
Like Tim got a food podcast too. Yeah. Ghetto got a food podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Tim, man.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know there's a lot of ways to go about it. But anyone think about starting a podcast and you're just at that point, maybe it's just some advice for you. I just thought it was a funny little topic.
Yeah.
Talking about, yeah, do whatever you want, rah, rah, rah. But this is literally us doing whatever we want, man. We're talking about a harmonica. That's just funny.
Over time, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hone in on different things and you find it. I feel like we just found a perfect way to, like, just make ourselves a little sandbox to kind of do whatever.
Yeah, and it's for sure.
Technically a podcast, but we're sort of a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, let's end this shit off with a little quiz, man. I don't know if...
Okay.
Quiz?
Yeah, this took me a second to register, but...
Oh, sweet.
What's the right answer?
Oh, my God.
We need the right answer. Right, answer.
Where even is this Vermont, New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna fucking hate this.
You might gotta know your geography on now. Your little U.S. geography. We didn't learn too much U.S. shit in Canadian school, by the way.
Where is that? I'm just trying to think of who the fuck Terrence Howard is and who he's played type shit.
Yeah. I'd be thinking too deep.
Thinking too deep because I'm thinking of fucking
Maine.
Ask anybody.
You know what the place? I locked my phone up.
I hate it, bro. I fucking hate this. Take this off the screen. Like, I was just thinking about his Hustle and Flow, like, right when you said money, I was like,
that's hilarious. Hey, send me that.
That's hilarious, man. Shout out to whoever made that.
Shout out TH, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know what time it is, man. It's been a fat, juicy episode, man. Episode 126 of the Random Order Show. Shit, man. Y'all know what's going on. We got that merch up, man. We got red hot designs going up on a monthly basis. We locked in randomorder.org. Go check that shit out, man. I actually want to finish this off with another fucking ring camera of the week. If y'all don't mind, man.
That's good, man.
Please. Yeah. There's too many of these out there, man. We gotta.
Please.
This is bad, though. Bro, spinal changes. Her spine changed.
Her head is bleeding. Her head is bleeding. Jeez, man.
The thing is. It's just you in the cold and the fucking snow in the dark, niggas.
It looked like about 7 in the morning. It looked like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, that was fire. You gotta sit there.
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
Don't be afraid to sit there.
I'm sitting there.
Who's waiting in the car? Or is the car on auto start?
Probably on auto start, yeah.
Oh.
The snow? That's that Home Alone shit.
Yeah.
That is so... I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
My soul would go to... Like, it would fast forward time.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I wake up and fucking after work.
And the thing is, man... What pisses me off most about that whole video right there is, why is my bag upside down? Because now I know I gotta lift it up like this. It's perfectly upside down. It's gonna be I gotta bend down and like, pick that shit
the
up.
The pain ain't over.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Now the question is, man, this defines what type of character you got, man. Do you start the day, or do you go back in and call it a day?
Is that Saturday? Is that Sunday? Is this
man?
A
this is a Wednesday, man. This, you're in the middle of you deserted in the week. You're in the middle of on a fucking day island, man. Weekend island. Cold Wednesday.
One more time.
And maybe things ain't been working out the best either, man. This feels like a final straw.
I'm going inside.
I'm going inside, folks.
Working from home today?
Yes.
All your texts is jumbled. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be off work for a bit. Yeah, Kathy just said...
Kathy just like... Dog, I'll pull up an email thread, CC my whole fucking company.
Top to bottom, nigga. Estonia's got to know what the fuck is happening.
I'm just sending the footage.
Literally, I'm just sending the footage with the fucking title.
Fuck
not
off.
Interested.
Oh. Ow, my fucking head.
Nigga, I'd probably still be on the ground just sitting straight from the ring. I could just still laying down. What?
Send that fucking title saying, oh, B, man, out of body, man.
Little OBE clip.
Holy.
Hey, man, man, I hope she's doing better, man. I hope
shout out to that.
The back of her neck is all right.
Man.
Yeah.
Oof. We out, man.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.